姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一次交通的机会。
Thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to share again.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's start with a few places of scriptures.
请翻到哥罗西书第一章十五到二十节。
Please turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 15 through 20.
哥罗西书第一章十五节。
Colossians chapter 1:15.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature?
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones and dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的。使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
For it pleases the Father that in him shall all fullness dwell.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I said, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
我们再看希伯来书第一章，十一章第一节。
Let's read Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 21.
One. 第一节。
Verse 11.Chapter 11, verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
我们再看罗马书第一章十七节。
And Book of Romans, chapter 1:17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's have further words of prayers.
天父，我们感谢你把你的话圣经赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your words, the scripture.
如果没有你的话，我们实在不知道何去何从。
Without your words, we don't know where we are going.
我们也感谢你，也借着圣灵把你新鲜活泼的话赐给我们。
And also we thank you for through the Holy Spirit giving us your living words.
今天我们就无依无靠地到你面前来，求你向我们的心说话。
And today we come before you without any other dependence. Pray that you speak to our hearts.
我们在这里唯一想遇见的就是我们的主，我们的天父。
The only person we would like to meet here is our Lord, our Heavenly Father.
我们实在盼望能听见父，我们的主能向我们亲自说话。
We truly pray that we can hear our Heavenly Father speak to us.
求你实在是给我们敞开的天，是给我们真是新鲜活泼的供应。
Pray that you grant us with an open heaven, a living and all-sufficient provision.
用你那无限量的圣灵厚厚的浇灌我们每一位听话的、翻译的和说话的。
And with your unlimited Holy Spirit pour down into us who speak, the one who translate, and those who hear.
叫我们一同真是遇见你，一同得你的供应。
And together we can meet you and receive your provision.
也一同把感谢、赞美、荣耀归给你自己。
And together we give all the praise, thanksgiving, and glory unto you.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们今天交通的重点放在信心生活的基本功课。
We will focus our sharing today upon the basic lessons of the faithful life.
当我们看这个问题的时候，我们要不断的回到信心的锚到底在哪里。
As we look at this question, we always go back to where is our anchor of faith.
刚才我们读的哥罗西书那一段是一个比较简单的告诉我们的方式。
As the scripture we have just read in Book of Colossians is where it simply have telling us.
就在那一段圣经里面告诉我们说，神的儿子耶稣基督，他就是至高的主宰。
In that scripture tells us our Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the ruler of Most High.
神借着他来彰显神自己。
And God through him manifests himself.
他是在一切受造之上。
He is above all created.
万有都是靠着他造的，也是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And by him were all things created, and also through him.
这特别提醒我们说，创造的权柄超过一切被造者的权柄。
And it reminds us that the authority of the creator is above all those being created.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
He is before all things, and all things stand by him.
所以一切宇宙万有是他在调度的。
So he is in control of all the things in universe.
所有的宇宙万有的运行是他来托住的。
So he uplifts all things in universe.
那在这段圣经里面也告诉我们说，一切的丰富都是在他里面。
And the scripture also tells us that in him all the fullness dwells.
所以呢，他的丰富呢，要借着教会来彰显。
Therefore, the church is to manifest his fullness.
而教会呢，他正是教会的头。
And he is the head of the church.
所以只有教会顺服他，教会才有可能彰显他的丰富。
So only when the church obeys him, then the church is able to manifest his fullness.
而且呢，他在凡事上，在各方面都是居首位。
And he is the preeminence of all things.
他是一切的源头。
He is the source of all.
他也借着复活来证明他是首先的。
And through resurrection, he also testified that he is the first.
在这段圣经里面，第三方面告诉我们，就是他被钉十字架，使得万有能够被恢复到神的面前。
And also in the scripture, it tells us that through the crucifixion, that he can restore all things to God.
所以所有接受十字架的，就是被他恢复起来的。
Therefore, all those who receive the cross is being restored by him.
那所有信主的人是首先得到这个好处。
And for those who believe the Lord who can receive such benefit first.
而且信主的人呢，要成为圣洁，无可责备，被带到神的面前。
And those who believe the Lord shall become holy without blemish and to be brought before God.
所以我们既有信心的锚，是这样的稳定，是这样的坚固。
Therefore, if our anchor of faith is such a sure and steadfast,
所以一个信主的人，他有一个功课，就是他要学会真正的相信主自己。
Therefore, for those who believe the Lord, that he should learn to completely believe unto Lord himself.
所以每当我们我们一个相信的人呢，在他里面是有故事的。
So therefore, for someone who believes in him, there are stories.
上次我们提到了十一点。
Last time we mentioned about 11 points.
我稍微给大家稍微再点一下，复习一下。
So I would like to review for everyone.
第一个就是悔改。
First is repentance.
如果我们失去了悔改，我们就失去了脱离反常回到正常的那样的机会。
If we have lost such repentance, then we lost the chance of being delivered from abnormal into normal.
所以悔改在一个信主的人身上是他的经历，是一个非常重要的经历。
Therefore, it is very important experience to have repentance for someone who believes the Lord.
有经验的弟兄他会问你说，你上一次悔改是什么时候？
For an experienced brother, he will ask you, when was the last time you repent?
因为我们呢需要悔改的机会实在太多了。
Because there are so many opportunities that we need to repent.
如果我们失去了悔改的呢，失去这个悔改，
If we have lost such repentance,
我们可能会失去 认识和经历主的那样实际。
We might lose the reality to know and to experience the Lord.
不但是失去这个实际，而且我们失去对主的新鲜感。
Not only we lose such reality, but we also lose the freshness for us toward the Lord.
我们有时候觉得好像悔改是只是没有信主的人的他们的事情。
Sometimes we might feel that to repent are only for the non-believers.
我们活在肉身当中啊，我们还是很有机会常常得罪主。
Since we live in flesh, therefore it's very often that we will sin against God.
所以什么时候我们跟主过不去，就是不愿意悔改。
So whenever that whenever we have some issues with Lord, that means that we are not willing to repent.
你就会发现那个新鲜感失去了。
Then you realize that you lose such freshness.
而且不悔改呢，就刚好给黑暗的权势有骗我们的机会。
And without repentance, that it gives ground to the power of darkness to lie to us.
所以呢，因为有被欺骗，所以有走弯曲道路的那样的可能性。
And because being deceived, therefore there's a chance for us to walk astray.
所以悔改在每一个圣徒身上是很重要的。
Therefore, it is very important for each believer to have the experience of repentance.
圣灵会告诉我们什么时候需要悔改。
The Holy Spirit will tell us when we need to repent.
你不用害怕，你不用担心，圣灵会告诉你。
You don't need to worry nor afraid, but the Holy Spirit will tell you.
什么时候你里面跟主过不去，不平安了，大概就需要悔改。
Whenever you have such issues with the Lord or not peaceful, then it's the time for you to repent.
那相信的人他会经历另外一方面的功课。
And for those who believe, will experience another aspect of lesson.
也就是当有死亡的权势临到的时候。主告诉你说不要怕。
And that is when the power of death is come upon you. The Lord tells you, do not fear.
你有没有经历到，就是因为依靠主而不怕
？Have you ever experienced that because you depend on the Lord, therefore you no longer in fear?
以前啊，我如果知道我不会啊，然后我又要去做我那个不会的事情，我很害怕。
It used to be that if I know that I have to do something I'm not able to do, I was very afraid.
我从台湾搬到美国来啊，有一件事情应该叫我害怕的。
As I move from Taiwan to the United States, there should be something that I'm afraid of.
因为我是突然决定，突然被主带领要到美国来。
Because I was being led to come to the United States all of a sudden by the Lord.
一个从来不说英文的人要到英文世界去在那里居住。害怕不害怕
Isn't it something to be scared of for someone who has never speak English and shall live in such place that's surrounded by English speaking?
非常感谢主
But truly thankful to the Lord.
在我还没有行动之前呢，主已经把里面那个可能的害怕呢已经拿掉了
And even before I moved, the Lord already removed the fear that's possible in me.
所以来到这里呢我还是不会讲英文，但是不会害怕。
So when I came here, although I still could not speak English, but I was no longer in fear.
听不懂也不害怕。
I couldn't understand, but I was not afraid.
这实在是神的怜悯。
Truly, it was God's mercy.
如果我们多多经历这个话，你就会更愿意靠主，不愿意靠自己。
If the more you experience this, then the more you are willing to trust upon Him, not trust on ourselves.
如果是我已经会而不害怕，那没什么了不起。
It is really nothing to boast about if I'm able and then I'm not afraid.
就是我知道我不行，但是主却把那个害怕从我身上拿走。
Because I know I'm not able, but the Lord has removed such fear from me.
好，那第三方面的功课呢，就是学会呢脱离那个不幸的光景，而且呢靠着主呢能够胜过黑暗的势力，胜过魔鬼。
The third lesson is that to be delivered from the unbelieving situation and also by the Lord that we can overcome the devil.
第四呢，就是能够因为来信靠主呢而心里不疑惑，对于主在我们里面所说的事情呢，我们有把握。
And number four is that by trusting unto the Lord, we have no doubt in us and we also have such assurance for what God has spoken to us.
甚至可以做移除的，就是能够除去属灵障碍的那样的祷告。
And also can have the prayer to remove all the spiritual obstacles.
第五个方面呢，是在祷告方面的学习。你在因为到主面前去寻求， 到一个地步，主已经应许了，告诉你说已经给你了，所以他就是说信是得着的就必得着。
And the fifth is about prayer, the learning in prayer, that as you pray before the Lord and Lord has already given you the answer of your prayer, therefore it says that if you believe, then you shall receive.
第六方面呢，就是因为很单纯的信靠主，很单纯的相信主的话，在圣经上说过的话。
And the sixth is that just simply believe unto Lord and what He has said in Scripture.
当到一个时候，主要成就他的话在这个人身上的时候，他可以接受，他可以成为主话语成就的那个器皿。
And when the time the Lord is going to fulfill His words upon this person, He is able to receive, accept, and become the vessel for the Lord's will to be fulfilled.
这听起来很容易，真正我们摆在的环境当中，我们发现我们不是那样的人。
It seems to be very easy when we hear this, but when under circumstances, it's really not easy.
但是神赐给那些柔软谦卑的人。
But God gives those who are humble and soft.
那第七个方面呢，就是因为神的话可以使这个人得救。
And the seventh lesson is that through God's words, one can be saved.
特别是从黑暗的权势里面被拯救出来。
Especially being delivered from the power of darkness.
我们必须很清楚，我们这个人凭自己的力量去对付黑暗的势力是没有办法的。
We have to be very clear that we definitely cannot to go against the power of darkness by our own strength.
但是神的话有极大的能力。
But God's words are truly powerful.
如果我们学会到主面前去支取他的话，你就会发现这是就奇妙的事情在我们身上发生。
If we have learned to receive God's words, if we have learned to go before the Lord to receive God's words, then amazing things will happen.
第八个方面就是会接待主耶稣。
And the eighth point is that we can receive Jesus.
当然，你接待主耶稣，你就会接待那个为主做见证的人。
Of course, if we receive the Lord Jesus, then we can receive those who testify for Him.
第九个方面就是亲自经历主在我们里面那个光照的那样的经历。
And the ninth point is that we personally experience how the Lord enlightens in us.
那个使我们那个属灵的视野呢，能够不断的扩大。
This enlarge our spiritual sight.
第十个方面是看见神他神迹的作为而显出他的荣耀。
The tenth point is that we see God's miraculous wonderings and also manifest His glory.
第十一方面就是圣灵使人想起主曾经说过的话。
And the 11th point is that the Holy Spirit reminds us of what Lord has spoken.
这是上次我跟大家提的一些重点。
Those are the important issues that I mentioned to you last time.
因为我回去之后我发现有一些人呢漏了很多很多。
Because after I went back, I realized that many people have lost a lot of them.
所以我想提一下呢，是大家都有益处。
So I thought it would be beneficial to everyone.
那第十二方面就是因为亲自听见主而产生的相信。
So the 12th point is that because one has personally heard the Lord and therefore become believe.
我们很多人信主都是别人帮助我们。
A lot of us for us to believe the Lord that it's being helped by others.
很多人到主面前都是经过一些人在明处暗处的引导才到主面前。
For many people to believe the Lord, it's that because through the help, either in the front or at the back, that they can be led before the Lord.
在约翰福音第四章，一个撒玛利亚妇人。
In the Gospel Book of John, there is a Samaritan woman.
这个妇人呢，她信主了之后，她跑到城里面去告诉人家说，主耶稣多好多好多好。
After this woman believed the Lord, she went to the town and told others how good Lord Jesus was.
后来那些人就来到主的面前。
And those people came before the Lord.
这些人呢，他亲自听到主向他们说话。
And those people heard in person the Lord spoke to them.
然后呢，就说了这么一句话。
And they said.
他说。现在我们相信呢，不是因为你的话。
They say that now we believe not because of what you said.
现在我们相信是因为我们亲自听见了，而且知道他就是救世主。
And now we believe it's because we have heard ourselves and know that He is the Lord.
我们相信这不单单是那一批人需要经历。
I know that we believe that it's not those group of people who have experience.
今天我们在座的每一位都应该是丰富亲身经历。
For each one of us here, that we should fully experience this.
我们可以有最好的、最准确的人把主的话告诉我们。
We might have the best person and the most accurate words to tell us Lord's words.
但是我们必须亲自听见主向我们说话。
But we have to hear Lord speak to us in person.
我信主的早期得了一个很重要的帮助。
In my early years of believing the Lord, I have received a very important help.
就是那些弟兄，他们当把主的话、把主的心意告诉我们的时候，他们会说。 这是我们在主面前寻求领受的结果。
That is that when those brothers told us God's words, and they would say that this is our result of our own seeking and our receiving before the Lord.
你不一定要照本把它就这样接受，但是呢，你可以到主面前去寻求。
You do not have to receive them completely, but you can seek before the Lord.
所以你如果到主面前寻求，是同样主给你这样的。 这样的方向，这样的结果，你就知道是主亲自引导你。So
after you seek before the Lord, and what you receive is the same direction and result, then you will know this it is the Lord who has led you.
这对我有非常大的帮助。This
has been great help to me.
因为圣经里面有很多很高，而且是我们从来没想过、从来没看过的、从来没听过的东西。Because
in the Scripture there are a lot of high things which we have not heard, we have never thought of, and we have never seen.
今天有人把它点出来的时候，我们需要把这个再回到主面前去。Today,
when someone points them out, we have to bring them back to the Lord.
当我们真的把它带回到主面前去的时候，主他借着我们可以明白或者可以领受的方式帮助我们。So
when we really bring them back to the Lord, then the Lord uses those things we can understand to help us.
这个时候你再奔跑、再往前去，你就发现你不是因为听他而已。
So then, when you run forward, then you realize it is not because you have hurt the other person.
你知道是主亲自向你说话，启示他的心意，而且主把那个负担放在你的里面。Then
you will know that it is the Lord Himself spoke to you and revealed His will to you and give His burden unto your heart.
所以这些人说，我们现在亲自听见了，而且什么，我里面知道了，他是主，他是救世主。
And so therefore those people say, now I have heard myself and also I know that He is the Lord.
所以今天我们每一个人，如果你有机会把福音朋友或者把人带，就是主给你机会服侍他们，你要怎么办？
So therefore if you have the opportunity to serve gospel friends, then what should you do?
要把他带到主面前。
You have to bring them before the Lord.
让他遇见主。
Let them meet the Lord.
他遇见主比遇见我们更重要。It
is more important for them to meet the Lord than meet us.
而今天我们在一起聚会，要做什么？So
what are we doing here to gathering together?
我们今天在一起聚会，应当让主的同在在这里是那样的真实。As
we gather, we should let Lord's presence be a reality here.
那个真实叫人来到当中的时候，人可以遇见主自己。
So this reality allows someone to come in the midst of us and meet the Lord Himself.
这些事情都是人做不来的。
Those are the things that man cannot do.
我们不知道那一个人需要听哪一句话。
We do not know what words do that person need to hear.
我们不知道那一个人你需要到底怎么样对待他才是叫他真的遇见主。
We do not know how shall we treat that person in order for him to meet the Lord.
可以说是我们在聚会当中呢。 我们都要一起无依无靠的仰望主。Therefore,
in the midst of the meeting, together we shall, without any other dependence, to look upon the Lord.
如果在一个聚会里面，这样的弟兄姊妹越多，那个主那样显现来触摸人的机会就更多。If
in the midst of gathering there are more of this kind of brothers and sisters, then there is more opportunity for the Lord to manifest and also touch the people.
刚过的这一个星期五啊，我自己有一个很特别的经历。For
in the past Friday, I have went through a very special experience.
因为上一次的侍奉聚会啊， 在谈到这个星期五的聚会的时候。
Because during last time's service meeting, as we discussed about Friday night Bible study gathering,
有弟兄呢就提到希望我能够在聚会一开始的时候啊，如果是全体聚在一起的时候，能够有一个总结性的交通。
A brother mentioned that he would like me to have a fellowship as a conclusion for in summary to share about what was discussed before as we gather in big groups.
我相信弟兄是完全是出于为着聚会能够好能够丰富的一个目的。
I believe that our brother comes from the purpose that he would like this meeting to be rich.
我也呢就是接受这样的托付，所以呢上一次这样决定之后到了刚过的星期五呢，大概有三个礼拜的时间。
So I also accept such entrustment. Therefore, there were about 3 weeks since the last time of the decision was made.
我必须很诚实，我很认真的、
啊。I have to be very honest that I was very focused and serious.
因为要做总结交通，那你不能乱讲啊。
Because to summarize the sharing, then I could not just talk about this just talk whatever.
所以我这个路加福音读过来又读过去，读过来又读过去，就反复在那里读啊。
So I read through Gospel Book of Luke several times.
而且那天高院长坐我旁边，知道我整理了一本厚厚的，大概有88页。
And also Brother Richard Gao was sitting next to me. He knew that I organized about 88 pages of summary.
但是非常稀奇。
But very amazingly.
到星期五聚会开始了。我里面没有话。
But at the beginning of the Friday night gathering, that there were no words in me.
不是那段圣经没有重要的话，是主没有要我在那里要说什么重要的话。
Not because those scriptures do not have important words, but because the Lord did not give me any words to say.
你知道我很为难，你知道。
So it was a very difficult situation for me.
因为我答应我需要讲。但是我又没有真正主告诉我说你到底要讲什么。
Because I did agree that I will give a summary, but the Lord did not tell me what I should say.
哦，我很犹豫，我不晓得怎么办。
I was very hesitating. I did not know what to do.
因为这跟前一个礼拜刚好相反。
Because it was totally the opposite from the week before.
前一个礼拜年长的聚会呢，我去聚会的时候，我问说，哎，今天到底是读哪一章啊？
In the previous week during the senior fellowship gathering, when I went to the meeting, I was thinking that which chapter we were reading.
结果那个 Lina 怎么告诉我说，今天是罗马书第十三章。
And the sister told me it was Book of Romans chapter 13.
结果我是看十二章。
But I read through chapter 12.
我十三章一字也没看。
I did not even read the word from chapter 13.
哎呀，我想说，哎呀，那我赶快看吧。
So then I started to read it right away.
所以他们在那里唱歌，我就在那里看了。
So when they were singing the hymns, I was reading it.
歌差不多唱完，我里面已经有几个点在那里了。
So even before the hymns were finished, I started to have several points.
我只花了大概半个小时。
For one of them that only took me about half hour.
一个我差不多三个礼拜没很多重要的时间，通通放在上面。
And the other one was that I spent almost 3 weeks. A lot of my time was spent there.
花了三个礼拜，主没有给我话。
I spent 3 weeks, but Lord did not give me words.
花了半个多小时，主话已经给我。
I spent only half hour, but Lord gave me words.
主似乎提醒我一件事情。
The Lord has reminded me one thing.
我们需要一起，更多的在那里仰望主。
Together, we need to seek upon the Lord more.
让主亲自带领我们。
Let the Lord lead us Himself.
主给话，我们就交通。
If the Lord gives words, then we share.
主如果没有给话呢，我们就谦卑，把机会让给别人。
If the Lord doesn't give us words, then we be humble and give the opportunity to others.
因为主的丰富不会只有借一个两个人彰显。
Because Lord's riches shall not only be manifested through only one or two people.
主特别欢喜许多弟兄姊妹能够明白主的心意。能够起来为主，能够把话能够见证出来。
The Lord especially pleased when more brothers and sisters can understand His will and testify for His words.
因为有的时候主借我说的可能没有效果。
Because sometimes what the Lord speaks through me might not be effective.
也许主借一个刚刚出信的，但是他摸到主的心意，他一说出来，效果很强烈。
But it might be very effective through someone who just believes, and if the person has touched Lord's will, and as soon as he speaks it, then it's very effective.
所以我们需要一起到主面前去，希望大家都在主面前好好的等候预备，而且呢，当主感动你的时候，你不要压制。
Therefore, together we should come to the Lord and be prepared and wait. So when the Lord touches you, you should not suppress the Holy Spirit.
所以你就在那聚会中，你很容易遇见主。
Therefore, in the meeting, then you should meet the Lord very easily.
很容易得帮助。
And can be helped very easily.
我个人相信，即使一个刚刚信主的，但是呢，他如果是在主面前光景正常，如果他能够被主引导，他说出来很少的话，但是却有很大的帮助。
I personally believe that even for someone who just believed the Lord, if his condition is right before the Lord and he can receive Lord's help, then whatever he says, even if it's just little, then he can help others.
这不是说你信主久都不要讲话，不是这样。
But I'm not saying that for those who believe the Lord for a long time, do not speak.
尤其在聚会里面，我觉得我们为主说话不要勉强。
Especially that during the meeting, I feel that we shall not be forced to speak for the Lord.
靠着主，主给你五分钟就说五分钟，主给你十分钟你就说十分钟。
By the Lord, that if He give you 5 minutes to say, then say it. If it's 10 minutes, then say it.
如果主给五分钟，我说十分钟，我有五分钟是占了主的时间。
If the Lord only gave me 5 minutes of words, but if I spoke for 10 minutes, then I'm actually wasting the Lord's time.
可能我回去需要悔改。
Then I shall repent before the Lord after I go back.
好，下一个功课就是要学习寻求那从独一之神来的荣耀。
And the next lesson is that we shall seek the glory from the only God.
这是一个很重要的学习。
This is a very important learning.
这也是我们主耶稣他自己是这样的彰显。
And that is how our Lord manifests himself.
因为主耶稣他所受的荣耀是单单的从天父来的。
Because the glory our Lord has received is only coming from Heavenly Father.
他说呢，他从来不受人的荣耀。
He said that he does never receive glory from man.
所以这个我们有一个学习呢，就是愿意单单的寻求神的荣耀，独一真神的荣耀。
So our learning is that we are willing to seek the glory from the only true God.
因为道路、真理和生命都在他那里。
Because in him there's the way, truth, and life.
如果我们不能够专一寻求他的荣耀，你发现路就不明朗。
If we cannot only seek his glory, then we feel our direction is not clear.
不止路不明朗，真理好像没有光一样。
Not only the way is not clear, but it seems that we cannot see the truth enlightened.
他是一切的源头。
For he is the source of all things.
学会专一寻求他的荣耀的。 就会怎么样？就会尊重他的权柄。
For those who learn to seek his glory only, then shall respect his authority.
也更能够认识他。
And will know him even more.
而且呢，会从里面产生敬畏。
And within our hearts, then we should have the respect and fear.
同时，也可以认识自己在神面前的地位是什么。
And we will understand what kind of position we have before the Lord.
我就想到大卫这个人。
Then it reminds me of David.
大卫在当时以色列人讲话，可以说怎么样？在他同意那个世代的人，没有人比他更认识神。比他更，没有人比他认识神更多。For
David, among his generation, there was no one knowing the Lord more than him.
但是呢，他怎么看到自己
？But how does he view himself?
他看自己像虫啊，像个蚤。
He saw him as a worm.
他这就是很微不足道。It's
really nothing.
在他身上有一个特性，就是他凡事都要寻求神的旨意。In
him, there are the special characteristics that in everything he will seek Lord's will.
他凡事都经历神的旨意。In
everything, he experienced God's will.
这实在是我们一个很重要的功课。This
is a very important lesson for us.
而且你要经历神更多的话。
And in order for you to experience the Lord more, you shall be like this.
如果我们不愿意这样子的话，我们才会可能会落在另外一个境界。
If we are not willing to be like this, we will fall in a different estate.
我们会寻求人的荣耀，或者彼此在那里相互给人的荣耀。
We will start to seek man's glory or try to glorify each other.
甚至呢，会中了仇敌的诡计。
Or even fall into the tricks of the enemy.
所以这实在是一件重要的功课。
So this is a very important lesson.
而且当你愿意寻求神的荣耀的时候，咱们知道摩西他说他要看神的荣耀。
And also when you are willing to seek God's glory, just like Moses said that, let me see your glory.
就他看见了什么？
What did he see?
是风，是雨，是地震。
It was wind, rain, or an earthquake.
这都不是。
It was not.
他最重要的，神向他宣告，神是怜悯的神。
Most important is that God proclaimed to him that God is the merciful one.
神是满有恩典的神。
He is the God full of mercy.
神是有丰盛慈爱的神。
And he is the God with full of loving kindness.
神是诚实的，神是真实的。
And he is the true one.
而且神呢，他看罪呢，他绝对不会轻易让他放过去。
And he does not let go guilty easily.
我信主越久啊，越对主的旨意有一点认识。
The longer I believe the Lord, the more I understand about His will.
我很深的感受。
Deeply I felt that.
如果有一天呢，我到主面前去，主说：“好，你是我又忠心又良善的仆人。”
If one day that when I go to the Lord says that you are truly the faithful servant.
如果那一天主会讲这句话。
If by that day the Lord has told me this,
我自己知道神的怜悯。
Then I will know that it is truly Lord's mercy.
神的恩典。
His grace.
绝对不是我比别人聪明。
Definitely not that I'm smarter than others.
绝对不是我们比别人摆上更多。
Definitely not that I put on more than others.
绝对不是我们比别人更有能力。
Definitely not that I'm more capable than others.
可能。在别人看起来是摆上很多 是有另外一方面
Truly maybe from others point of view that I have put down more
多少次我自己里面知道神的怜悯如果不临到我随时可以跌倒
But for so many times that I know that if it was not without God's mercy on me then I would have fallen
越寻求神的荣耀你就越看见神的怜悯
The more you see God's glory the more you see God's mercy
你越寻求神的荣耀，你就越得到神的恩典。
The more you seek God's glory, then the more you receive His grace.
我在主面前不晓得有多少次祷告说：“主啊，我真是朽木不可雕了。”
For so many times I pray to the Lord that I truly cannot be crafted into something good.
我承认，我在你旨意上我是达不到的，我自己达不到。
I admit that I cannot reach your will.
但主的话鼓励我说。他是化腐朽为神奇的。
But Lord's words encourage me that He can craft something bad into amazing work.
我们自己没有办法。
We can do nothing by ourselves.
我感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
我这个自己看都没有机会的，主还把机会给我。
As I look at someone that I'm hopeless, but Lord still give me the opportunity.
但是很重要一个态度，你是不是愿意单纯的寻求从独一之神来的荣耀？
But the most important attitude is that are you willing to simply seek the glory from the only true God?
这是主责备犹太人的一个话。
Those are the words that Lord rebuked the Jews.
因为他们不是愿意寻求到从独一之神来的荣耀。
Because they were not willing to seek the glory from the only true God.
所以结果就是他们不相信主。
So the result was that they did not believe the Lord.
就是主耶稣站在他面前跟他讲话，他都不能相信。
Even when the Lord stood before them to speak to them, they could not believe.
主在他们面前行了神奇事，他们要把主耶稣钉十字架。
The Lord even did miracles before them, but they wanted to crucify the Lord.
我们不能笑他们。
We should not laugh at them.
会发生在他们身上的，也可能发生在我们身上。
What happened on them will possibly happen on us as well.
他们是我们一面镜子。
They are our mirrors.
所以寻求从独一之神来的荣耀是一件非常重要的原则。
Therefore, it's a very important principle to seek the glory from the only true God.
你的相信能不能让你达到往这个方向去呢？
Can your belief help you to go to this direction?
不但往这个方向去，在你生活上，在你跟随主的过程中，你不断的经历这里这样所带来你对主的这样子认识的增加呢？
And not only go to that direction, but also in your life, in your experience, you experience your understanding about the Lord even more.
所以这是一个很需要在主面前经历的东西。
So this is something we have to experience before the Lord.
下一个经历就是你相信了主之后，主会把客观的话把你带到主观的认识。
So the next learning is that after you believe the Lord's words, then the Lord will bring the objective words into the subjective experience.
所以主对犹太人讲说什么？
So what did the Lord say to the Jews?
他说呢，这个他说你如果相信摩西的话呢，你就必相信我。
He said that if you believe unto Moses, then you shall believe unto me.
所以有时候我们这个在主面前搞不清楚啊，可能是我们连基本的主的话呢都没搞清楚。
So sometimes if we are not clear before the Lord, it might be that we did not even understand His basic word.
不但没搞清楚呢，主所说的话呢，我们不相信。
Not only we are not clear, but we actually do not believe what He has said.
那既然不相信呢，那主就是亲自站在我们当中呢，我也没办法相信。
So if not believe, then even if the Lord is standing in the midst of us, we still cannot believe.
你们记得一个拉撒路跟那个财主的故事？
Do you remember the story about Lazarus and the rich man?
那个财主跟拉撒路都死了，都在阴间。
When both the rich man and Lazarus died and in hell.
那这个财主呢在受苦，拉撒路呢在亚伯拉罕的怀里面在那想安息。
And when the rich man was suffering, Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham to enjoy such peace.
那财主呢就要求亚伯拉罕把拉撒路呢再叫他复活，来去叫这个财主的几个兄弟啊不要到他这个受苦的阴间去。
The rich man requested Abraham to raise Lazarus, so that Lazarus can go to the brothers of the rich man to tell them that to do good and do not go to hell.
那亚伯拉罕回答的是什么？他们有圣经可以相信，他们有神的话在他手上，可以相信。
And Abraham replied that they have God's words to believe in.
如果圣经给他，他不能相信。他说，就是死人复活到他面前，他也不相信。
If they cannot believe on the scripture, then even if someone raised from the dead to go before them, they still cannot believe.
所以今天信主的人，他如果在主的话上认真的话，他会经历那个客观的话，主把他带到主观的认识。
Therefore, for those who believe the Lord, if they are very serious before God's words, then they can experience the Lord brought them from the objective understanding into subjective experience.
另外一个经历就是知道我们里面有永生。
And the other experience that to know that we have eternal life.
这个生命呢是现在在我里面。
This life is in me now.
你知道很多很多信主人他一直有这样感觉，这个永生是以后的。
For many who believe, they thought this eternal life is for the future.
不是，是现在。
It's not so, but it's for present.
神的话是充满了生命。
For God's words are full of life.
神的话是活的。
God's words are living.
所以你如果接受神的话，神的活的话会在你里面做工的。
So if you believe God's words, then His living words will work in you.
我初信主的时候就经历了一些东西，让我当时不太明白。
When I first believed the Lord, I have some experiences, but I didn't understand it.
但后来呢，我明白的时候呢，真的帮助很大。
But later on, after I understood, it truly helped me.
那时候我弟弟要找我买房子。
Back then, when my younger brother asked me to buy the house.
当他这样找我的时候，我就想说，我是不是需要买？
When he came to me, I was thinking, should I buy it?
因为我有一个为难。
Because I had such conflict.
我刚刚信主，我觉得 能够去聚会，能够读圣经，能够祷告是很宝贵的。
Because I just believed the Lord, I thought it was so precious to be able to go to the meeting, to pray and to read Bible.
那我如果现在突然去买一个房子，我就要把时间呢转去赚钱。
And if at that time I buy a house, then I have to use my time to earn more money.
所以我心里有一点为难。
So there was a big conflict in me.
我就在主面前祷告。
So I pray before the Lord.
结果主就给我话说，第一次给我话说什么？天上的飞鸟不种也不收，天父尚且养活它。
And then the Lord gave me words that the first time He said that for the birds in heaven do not sow nor reap, but the God of heaven still take care of them.
你们岂不比他贵重许多吗
？Aren't you more precious than them？
哎，我们好像觉得说，哎呀，我好像不太需要担心这个住的问题啊。
Then I saw I don't have to worry about dwelling place.
我再寻求。
Then I seek more.
再寻求呢，主就跟我讲说，先求神的国和神的义。
Then the Lord told me that first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
凡所需要的必加给他。
Everything else should be added unto you.
需要的不是去抓来，是神加给他。
And whatever I need is not to grab, but God will be added unto you.
哎，你们想说，哎，那我。我就想，那我可能不需要现在买。
Then I thought maybe I don't need to purchase the house now.
所以后来我就跟我弟弟讲说，我愿意把时间呢放去认识主，我的住的事情呢，主替我负责。
Then I told my younger brother, I'm willing to give my time onto knowing the Lord and about my dwelling, the Lord will take care of it.
到现在二十多年了，主一直替我负责。
Until now, for more than 20 years, the Lord has still taken care of this.
所以那个话是活的。
So the words are living.
而且我不是一经历的就懂了，我是十几年之后我才看懂这个事情。
And it was not that as soon as I experienced that I understood, but it was not until more than 10 years that I started to understand.
所以感谢主。
Therefore, thank the Lord.
啊，在生命在我们是真的。
This life in us is true, real.
当你不断地来到主面前的时候，也许你刚开始对生命的事情很陌生。
As you continuously to come before the Lord, maybe at first, you are strange to this thing about life.
但是你就单纯地到主面前，进入生命的交通，慢慢你就发现那个生命在里面是实在的。
But to simply come before the Lord to enter into the fellowship of life, then you realize this life is real.
而且这个生命是有一个律的。这个生命是胜过罪，也胜过死亡的。
And this life has a law which overcomes sin and death.
当你胜过的时候，你就知道说，哎呀，感谢主，不是我努力的，是主在我里面的生命带我那个经历他的得胜。
And after you overcome, then you really feel that thank the Lord, it was not by my own effort, but the life of the Lord helped me to overcome.
下一个功课就是在心里面的认识超过。
The next lesson is that the knowing in our hearts surpasses the knowledge in our heads.
哦，这个对我来讲也是一个重大的人生的转机啊。
And to me, it's also a great turning point in my life.
你知道我们很多读书的人，我们读了很多很多东西，你的头脑，所有东西靠你的头脑做决定。
You know, for us who are well educated, we make decisions based on our heads.
但是呢？我一边在靠我的头脑决定的时候，我在经历人生的事情的时候，我又发现不够，我头脑的给我的决定不够。
But on the one hand, I'm using my head to make decisions. But then I realize as I experience a lot of things in life, what I have made the decision is not enough.
不但是不够，而且有时候觉得说，我心里有一个感觉啊，超过我头脑可以解释的。
Not only not enough, but what I feel inside surpasses what my mind can explain.
后来我终于明白了，在我心里面的比我这个在头脑里面的更准确。
Then finally I understand that what's in me is more accurate than what's in my head.
彼得曾经说了这么句话。
Peter has said.
他说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
He said, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. Who else shall we follow?
他说我们已经信你了，而且知道你就是那个神的圣者。
He said that we have already believed unto you and know that you are the God's holy one.
你想他讲这个话对不对呢？
Was he correct in speaking this?
对, 但是 这是他心里面的认识。
And that was from knowing from his heart.
但是他头脑里面呢, 可能还没有那么清楚。
But most likely he was still not very clear in his head.
就是他从心里面真的尝到主的话, 那个生命的话, 实在是很有能力, 很宝贵。
Because from his heart, he truly have tasted God's words, the words of life is so powerful and precious.
引导我们走正确的路, 而且呢, 叫我们这个全人能够被他吸引。
It guides us to walk the right path, and also all of us can be drawn onto him.
使得我们知道说我们跟随的是谁。
And we are able to know that who is the one we follow.
但是他的头脑可能还跟不上。
But maybe his head could not catch up.
所以他一面可以这样讲, 另外一面他有的说, 主啊, 你不可以上十字架。
So on the one hand he was able to say this, but on the other hand he said, Lord, do not go on the cross.
因为他还不明白神为什么要主耶稣上十字架这件事。
Because he still could not understand why God wants our Lord to go on the cross.
所以一个人相信接受主的时候, 不是因为他懂了所有的道理,他才会相信接受主。
So when someone believes and accepts the Lord, not that because he understands everything, then he believes.
当你的心受感动的时候, 那你觉得主耶稣真的很好的时候, 那就是你接受的时候。
When your heart is being touched and feel that Lord is so good, that's the time that you truly believe.
那时候是主他在你的心里面,他遇见你。
And that's the time when our Lord has met you in your heart.
所以当你一顺着跟上去的时候, 你的认识,你的经历就跟着起步。
So as soon as you follow up, then your knowledge and knowing also starts.
当你的心有感动, 但是你因为头脑把它压下去, 你反而不能遇见主。
And if your heart is touched, but your head suppress such feeling, then you cannot meet the Lord.
因为主告诉我们, 我们的心比这个世界更大。
Because our Lord tells us that our heart is greater than the world.
那神呢, 比我们的心 更大,
and God is greater than our heart.
所以当神他来遇见我们的时候，我们也会满足。
So when our God meets us, then we feel satisfied in our hearts.
那但是如果世界充满我们呢，我们反而觉得很愁苦。
But when the world fills us, then we feel very bitter.
所以心里的认识常常是超过头脑的认识。
Therefore, the knowing in our hearts surpasses what we know in our head.
好，那另外一个功课呢，就是经历主呢，他是一切的供应，而且他也是一切的答案。
And the next lesson is that we experience Lord is the provision of all things and also the answer of all things.
我们信主这么段时间，你有多少次经历到主是你的供应？
After we believe the Lord all those times, how many times you have experienced Lord is your provision?
你有多少次经历到主解决你灵里的心里的干渴？
For how many times you have experienced that Lord resolved the problem of your thirst in your heart?
你有多少次经历主真是他也是天地的主宰，就是你现实上的需要，主也从来不忽略的。
How many times you experience that Lord is the ruler of heaven and earth, but also for whatever your daily needs, then He also does not neglect. We truly need to be filled before the Lord.
我以前在很久了哈，有一次我们到一个地方去聚会。
For a long time ago that we went to a gathering.
那是一个山啊。
It was a mountain.
然后但是有一个聚会在那边。
But there was a meeting there.
给愿意去的弟兄姊妹呢，在那有一个机会，在那里亲近主。
For those brothers and sisters willing to go there so they could meet the Lord.
后来我听说那个地方啊，是一个人奉献出来的。
Then later I heard that that place was being offered by someone.
我就想说，这个人怎么这么大方啊？这奉献这么大的地方啊？
Then I saw that how come this person was so generous to offer such a big place.
后来我听说，那个人呢，他原来哈在那之前呢，经历一个很重大的生意上的彻底失败。Then
later on, I heard that prior to that, the person have experienced such big failure in his business.
他就是在那个失败的时候遇见了主，相信了主。
In such failure, he met the Lord and believed.
我不晓得什么过程。 结果呢，神带领他呢，后来他又开始又赚钱了。
I did not know the process, but later on, God led him and he started to earn money again.
所以当他看见是这一次赚钱的，不是他的本事，是神的恩典，神的祝福。
Then he saw that for him to earn money now, this time is not what he could do, but God's grace and blessing.
他心里很满足啊，所以呢，他说这块地呢，愿意交给主来使用。
His heart was so satisfied, so he was willing to give this land to be used by our Lord.
所以一个人给出去啊，他需要先在主面吃饱。
So in order for someone able to give out, he should be filled before the Lord first.
你有多少次是从主那里吃饱的？
So how many times you are able to be fed full before the Lord?
你的饥渴是主帮你解决的。
And the Lord has resolved your thirst.
因为你如果不得饱足啊，你没有机会成为活水的江河出去的。
Because if you are not being full, then you cannot become the rivers of living water to provide.
因为我自己都奄奄一息，你知道我说从活水的江河是怎么惩罚？
Because if I'm only near the death bed, then how can I become the rivers of living water?
所以这要成为活水江河的人呢，他一定在主面前要吃得饱饱的，对吧？然后才给出去啊。
So in order for someone to be flow out with rivers of living water, then he should first be fully filled, then he can provide.
然后他成为一个流通的器。
Then he become the channel of the flowing channel.
你在主面前哈，如果经历是亲自从主供应的越多，越真实。
So the more you experience the Lord has provided you, which becomes more real.
你越有可能成为一个透明的器。
And the more you can become the transparent vessel.
今天我们有时候啊，我们会有掺杂。
Sometimes we are mixed.
我们愿意给出去，但是我们会扣一点东西。
We are willing to give out, but then we still try to keep something for our own.
给出去很好，但是扣下来就不太好。
Whatever we give is good, but whatever we have kept is not good.
但是一个人他如果在主面前一直蒙恩典，蒙恩典到一个地步，他可以呢完全不扣留的，统统给出去。
But if for someone is able to receive grace from the Lord to the point that without keeping anything back, he can give out.
所以这就需要我们在生活的每一个方面。去多多的经历主。
So then we need to experience our Lord in each aspect of our life.
我觉得像活水江河的哈，有一个人让我感觉他一个蛮是的。
So for someone who's like the rivers of living water, then I have thought of someone.
那就是斯提凡。
That is Stephen.
那个殉道的斯提凡。
The Stephen who was martyred.
他呢，在说话的时候呢，他会把神的灵啊给出去。
That when he spoke, he will give out the spirit of the Lord.
今天我们如果弟兄姊妹有这样弟兄姊妹在我们当中的时候，当他一说话的时候，圣灵也在做工。
So if there are such brothers among us, that whenever he speaks, the Holy Spirit works.
叫人遇见的不是我们这个人，叫我们遇见的是神自己。
So that we will not meet this person, but we meet God Himself.
所以圣经讲说他是凭着智慧和圣灵说话。
So therefore, the scripture says that he spoke by the wisdom and the power of Holy Spirit.
这是中文的翻译。
That's the Chinese translation.
但是你如果看原文或者是那个有的英文本是什么？他说话的时候呢，神的智慧跟圣灵呢就跟着他出去了。
But the original translation is that when he spoke, the Holy Spirit and the wisdom flow out from him.
我们需要在这边有一个羡慕。
We need to have such desire before the Lord.
有个羡慕，愿意成为这样的器皿。
We should have such desire, then we can become such vessel.
我记得这个在这个马太福音第十章啊，主说门徒出去传福音的时候，你不要想怎么说。
I remember in the book of Matthew chapter 10 that Lord says that when the disciples go out to preach gospel, do not even think, meditate ahead of time what you should say.
到时候呢，父就会把需要说的话给你。
Then at that time, our Heavenly Father will give you the words you should say.
我刚刚信主一段时间了，我就学习操练这个。
When I first believed the Lord, I started to learn to exercise this.
我自己也觉得非常的稀奇。
Then I thought it was also amazing.
因为我自己信主不太久，圣经也不是太熟。
Because I did not believe the Lord for a long time, I did not understand the Bible much.
经历也非常有限。
And also my experience was limited.
那有一次呢，主就把我摆在呢，因为我同学他结婚了，所以请了一些人在那吃饭。
Then once that because my classmates were having a wedding, so therefore I went to the wedding.
在我同一桌的人当中呢，有佛教的，有回教的，有好几个不同的那些信仰的。
Those who sat the same table with me, there were various such Buddhisms or Muslims.
不小心那时候我又很想要讲耶稣。
And at that time, I really would like to talk about Jesus.
结果呢，大家就焦点都在耶稣上面。
Then it became that everyone was focused on Jesus.
我就不晓得我从哪里来这么多话。
And I did not know where I had so many words to say.
你讲什么，我都有话回你。
Whatever you said, I have words to spoke to you.
讲完之后，他们想说：“哎，我们遇见过很多基督徒，你大概是最清楚的。”
Then after what I said, they say for so, among so many Christians that we have met, you seem to be the one who was clear the most.
我知道那哪是我最清楚，我自己还搞不太清楚。
I knew it was not that I was clear. I actually could not understand much.
但是呢，主就是那时候好像把我当一个活水的江河的管道就给出去了。
But at that time, I was like the channel for His living water. I just provide.
哎呀，希望每个弟兄姊妹都是活水的江河。
Really hope that each brother sister is like the river of living water.
好，我们时间没有了，所以我们就停在这里。
Since our time is up, so we will stop here.
我们有机会再交通。
If we have more opportunity, we will share more.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样交通的机会。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to share.
所交通的每一句话，再交回到你自己的宝血底下。
We commit each word we have shared back to your precious blood.
合你心意的，给我们回头的亮光。
If those are according to your will, then give us the light as we look back.
在你心意上过不上的，愿你宝血涂抹遮盖。
For those words cannot follow in your will, may your precious blood cover and blot out.
叫我们都得建造，都得益处。
So that we can be edified and build up.
叫我们在相信的事上能够有美好的经历。
So that for our faith we can have a good experience.
谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.